This episode of the Memory Palace is brought to you by Progressive. Progressive helps you compare direct auto rates from a variety of companies, so you can find a great one, even if it's not with them. Quote today at Progressive.com to find a rate that works with your budget. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. This is the Memory Palace. I'm Nate DeMayo. A postcard from the Central Park Zoo, 1932. Everyone used to go to the zoo. They'd cut through on their way home from work, or they'd make a special trip to see the rhinoceros or the African elephant. On a summer day in 1887, the zookeeper counted 70,000 patrons between 2 and 6 p.m. It was nice. I mean, it was terrible compared to a modern zoo. Sad and angry animals in tiny cages. But it was pretty. After the Depression hit, it wasn't, and no one came anymore. There was no money to maintain the grounds. The buildings were crumbling. The city was worried that if a bear or a lion decided he'd had enough, he totally could have busted through the walls of his enclosure. It couldn't afford to repair the cages, so instead it paid guys to sit in front of them all day with rifles, just in case. They hadn't bought a new animal in years. There was a half-paralyzed baboon, a senile tiger, an old puma with rickets. The rats were the meanest thing there. They'd walk right into the lion's cage and steal his food with impunity. But there were people who cared about the animals. In fact, the do-gooders at the zoo had a policy that they'd take in any abandoned animal. So there were pet canaries in with the ostriches. In a row of three cages. In the one on the left, a mountain lion. The one on the right, a family of leopards. And in between them, a stray Airedale terrier.